Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Great stuff today. Don't forget, we'll have Dom's Money Melody coming up at about 2:13. Your chance to get a family four-pack of tickets to the Fan Expo coming up with people like William Shatner. We'll give you a clue. If you guess it, then you're a winner. All right, Jeff Bartos is trying to win in the Pennsylvania Senate race on the Republican side. Maybe in the top two or three most costly spent in the country. I've seen guesstimates between three of the contenders. They could have spent $20 million at this point, just in the pre-primary before we get down to the last actual debates, maybe. Let's go to Jeff here on Talk Radio 1210. Jeff, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me, and happy St. Patrick's Day to all your listeners.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Seeing Dr. Oz in this flip-flop around being a dual citizen, which to me is always a suspect thing, and I think listeners have a sense. There is a sense now with him and this issue of the Senate and intelligence that a senator would get where he'd have to recuse himself or not be allowed, whichever it is, without getting into the weeds. It's pretty clear. Now, he argues that then he will renounce his citizenship if elected. I think we would need something more than that to believe that, because I don't know what we would do at that situation. So what do you make seeing he and McCormick, I haven't seen your comments on this, spar on this issue?
Dom, it's a great question. And I've spent the last 2 months making the following argument, the following case. My whole campaign is about saving Main Street, Pennsylvania. I've always shown up for Pennsylvania, and I always will. And these two never show up. They didn't show up at the debate last night in Washington County. They didn't show up last month at Villanova for our televised debate. They didn't show up in Lawrence County in January. They don't show up. We put up over 50,000 miles on the car just in the last year campaigning around the state. And here's the message. And I've been saying it for 2 months. These are political tourists who are opportunists, and they're running to have Pennsylvania serve them. And I'm running to continue to serve the Commonwealth that I love and have lived in my entire life. Put a different way, they're running to be a senator, and I'm running to be a servant. And Dom, I'll ask you, when did we lose the notion of public service? Because clearly the nonsense we've seen with Dave and the hedge fund and the pension and Mehmet and the citizenship back and forth, it's all about them. They're not talking about the voters. They're not talking about the people of Pennsylvania who are being crushed by gas prices, crushed by inflation, worried about war in Europe, crime run amok, all the things that you've been talking about for years, right? Drugs, crime, public safety. They don't talk about any of that. You know why? Because they don't know our state and they don't care about us.
I think that's a fair summary of this, but I would ask you, let's move to the next question. The argument I think some of the Republican establishment look at, maybe particularly with McCormick, they seem to be convinced, Jeff, that he can win, A, his own money, B, money from this, various hedge fund some of them Democrats who have supported Hillary Clinton, and the resume in a TV commercial looks pretty good, aside from the China stuff, which is a big aside, military background, Trump connection, etc. So what do you say to that at the end? It is about winning.
100%. And what is the point of doing all this if it's not to win? Well, here's what I'd say to that. I'm going to win this in November. I am the Republican absolutely best positioned to win the race in November. Why? I spent the pandemic, the last 2 years, and certainly the last year in the campaign, and more importantly, the year before that, during the heart of the pandemic, I spent that time sleeves rolled up, raising money to save small businesses, mom and pop businesses on main streets across all 67 counties. And neither Dave nor Mehmet were even living in Pennsylvania. In fact, if I recall correctly, Dave was hunkered down in Aspen at a compound that he bought with money that he made running the pension fund for the teachers that fell short, right? So teachers' paychecks went up and Dave bought a house. That is the surest way to lose this seat. If we nominate a political tourist with no track record of actually serving the people of Pennsylvania or helping the Pennsylvania or frankly even caring about the people of Pennsylvania, that's how we lose this seat. Because remember, every Democrat running is going to have to answer for lockdowns, shutdowns, schools closed, learning gaps, suicide, mental health challenges, drug overdoses. They have to answer for all of that crime. I spent the pandemic, sleeves rolled up, helping mom and pop businesses across all 67 counties. Dave was in Aspen. Mehmet was in New Jersey.
What do you bring? It looks to me like Fetterman is the stronger candidate at this point. Just unbelievable fundraising. Grassroots, I'll give him that, or however he's getting it. It's a lot of money. And then the persona and the stuff that he's got some degree of name recognition. How do you see, if you were the candidate, Jeff, taking on John Fetterman?
Well, as I just said, I mean, every Democrat running, especially John, is going to have to answer for these absolutely insane lockdowns, shut schools, shut churches, shut synagogues, the very fabric of our lives. Dom, you and I have talked about this numerous times and how much you love the Ninth Street Market. Those communities that are the very fabric of our lives that enrich our lives, John is going to have to answer for all of those terrible policy decisions. And on the other side of the ledger, you have me. Sleeves rolled up, bringing people together, bringing out the best in Pennsylvania. And I want to stress, it wasn't just me. There were dozens of volunteers and over 1,000 donors. I mean, this was a really big effort to save Main Street that I had the privilege to lead. John has nothing to talk about, nothing, literally nothing to talk about in the face. And then you add to it crushing inflation, war in Europe, crime run amok. The Democrats have nothing to run on. The only way we lose this seat is we nominate a political tourist who has no connection to the state, who could care less about this state, is running to serve themselves. That's how we lose the seat. That's why I'm the best pick to be our nominee, because everyone in Pennsylvania knows that I'm running to continue to serve this Commonwealth that I've called home my whole life and I love with every fiber of my being.
Jeff, back to the debates. I don't see any of the major Republican groups, unless I miss it, saying what we say here on Talk Radio 1210. A, if you won't debate, well, I'll say it my own way, you're a political coward. You ought to be wanting to debate around the clock. B, I can't make a judgment on you, not just by your public statements or even interviews with me, until I see you in hand-to-hand combat on the issues in these debates about how well you do, given the media advantage that Democrats have, et cetera. So the Republican infrastructure, is anybody saying it's come to a point, the petitions are over, that was the excuse? How many candidates, Jeff, are left that have qualified? I guess I should ask that.
Seven, I believe.
Seven, I believe. Okay, now that's still a bit unwieldy. If we did two different sections or something like that and brought in, there's got to be more debates. Do you know when the next debate is and who's going to be there?
I believe we have a debate on March 29th.
Okay.
We had one last night in Washington County. And, Dom, it's a great question. So, first of all, to take up what you just said, I'll debate every day from now through the primary. And then I'll debate John or Connor or whoever, certainly Malcolm, if it's Malcolm. I'll debate any of them every day till the general election. We have the better message. And in my case, I have the best message, not because of me, because it's what actually matters to the people of Pennsylvania. But you're absolutely right. I said this last night in Washington County. We finished that debate last night, and I drove 5 hours home. I'm not looking for a medal. That's how we're campaigning. We go everywhere. But I said to the great people, there were maybe 400 people there last night in Washington County, Dom. I said to them, there were four of us on stage, and I said, look, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for in the primary, but what I can tell you is do not vote for someone who didn't bother to show up tonight. And I got a rousing applause. And then what I said was, because they don't care about you and they don't respect you enough to look you in the eye and explain why they deserve your vote.
Well, I agree with that. And again, you know, I can't have my dream world. You guys have other things to do as far as a campaign. I get it. But I always, you know, even if I differ on some things, when I see a person willing to debate time after time after time, that's in large measure exactly what I want. It tells us a lot of things. And if you're unwilling to do that, and we're past the point of all those petitions and unwieldy numbers, I wish there were only three or four of you really that are true contenders in this. But okay, even with seven, I've done debates with that number of people where I could get the big three here, maybe another, to sit back and go after each other. That's my job as the moderator, to let you two explore potential weaknesses. With Dr. Oz, with Rich the other day, Rich Eoli, we saw one. With McCormick, the China issue is just going to be answered over and over and over again. So, yeah, I'm all on board with that. That's what we have to demand of every Republican, to speak out on that and demand this. So, Jeff, where do we find you until we hopefully get several of these debates going?
And by the way, I'm with you. I'll do anything I can to help make what you just said a reality, because we have the winning message, and I want to share it with every Pennsylvanian. But until that time, Dom, and you let me know what I can do to help, or let us know what we can do to help, it's jeffbartos.com, JeffBartos.com. The one Pennsylvanian in this race running to save Main Street, Pennsylvania. I can't wait to get out there and meet everyone, and we're going to win this primary on May 17th.
Thank you, Jeff. To be continued, thank you very much today.
Thank you so much, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.